Hi there. Today, let's focus on a part of English language learning, which is critical to fluency. This aspect of language learning is crucial, very important, whatever language you learn. But if you want to be fluent in English, you need to crack this one. That means you need to learn to do it. So benefits of this podcast, it gives you practice at verb tenses, one of the most challenging aspects of English. It gives you real-world examples and invites you to pause and practice speaking. You can actually apply your learning. And the lesson uses straightforward examples from daily life, making it easier to understand, and then you can focus on the exercise. Hello, I'm Hilary, and you're listening to Adept English. We will help you to speak English fluently. All you have to do is listen. So start listening now and find out how it works. And by the way, we asked you in a recent Spotify poll whether you thought there would be a cure for Alzheimer's in the next 10 years. That was on the back of a news podcast where I reported some progress. And the vote on that was 44% of you thought highly likely, 45% of you thought maybe, and only 10% of you felt it was unlikely that a cure would be found for Alzheimer's in the next 10 years. You sound quite hopeful on that one, like I am. And we also asked, do you want more quizzes in the Adept English podcast? Guess what? 79% of you said yes. So this podcast is more interactive. It will test your English and it wants you to speak too. And we've taken note, more quizzes. And if you want advice and tips on language learning, with reference to English language learning, of course, don't forget to sign up for our free course, The 7 Rules of Adept English. This course explains what goes wrong with language learning, why some people don't ever become fluent. And it also explains why and how some people do become fluent. What do the people who become fluent actually do differently? These secrets are all in our 7 Rules course. So go to adeptenglish.com and sign up straight away if you've never done this course. You'll be glad you did, and your English language part of your brain will thank you. The biggest thing to help your English fluency is, of course, listening and understanding. I tell you this every week in the podcast. But also something which really helps your English fluency, staying with a narrow range of vocabulary or narrow topic, which you understand so that you can focus just on the mechanics of the language. What I mean by mechanics, M-E-C-H-A-N-I-C-S, how sentences need to change when you alter something. An example of this would be how a sentence changes if you turn it into a question. I'm going shopping might become, when shall I go shopping? Or when am I going shopping? Or where shall I shop? Or simply, am I going shopping? Depending on what meaning you want to convey. So the word order changes, the verb changes, and there are choices usually around that verb. The mechanics of the language might also mean how a sentence changes when you make the subject say they instead of she. It might go from she found her socks on the bathroom floor and her shoes by the front door to they found their socks on the bathroom floor and their shoes by the front door. This capacity to be able to change, manipulate sentences comfortably, instinctively, without thinking about it. This is critical to fluency. Being able to do this automatically is a big piece of what enables fluency. And you have to do a lot of listening to be able to do this automatically. And that's exactly how you mastered this in your own language. But sometimes a little practice, a little purposeful focus on this skill is helpful too. So today I've made an exercise for you, something you can test yourself on. And this exercise will test your ability to manipulate verb tenses. Verb tenses are one of the hardest things to get right in any language, and English is no exception. The fact that we probably have more verb tenses than most languages probably makes it more challenging too. So let's practice. I'm going to stay with obvious tenses. This is just to give you a chance to practice what you know and test yourself. So So what I'm going to do, I'm going to tell you about my last couple of days. Really nothing special or exciting that I did, just normal things. What I'm then going to do is talk about these same events and actions as though I'm on a different day speaking about them. This will have the effect of moving the actions into a different tense. Tense is changed, but with exactly the same meaning and vocabulary. So this is great practice on how tenses might change and keep the same meaning if you're talking about the same events, but speaking at a different time. It isn't intended as a vocabulary lesson, so I've kept it simple, but do look up any words that you don't understand so they're not distracting you and taking your attention. Let's go through the actions for the various days. Number one, talking about Friday. So firstly, let's say I'm talking on Saturday about my Friday. I might say, yesterday was a normal work day for me. I got a lot done and also did my washing and the weather was fine, so I dried my clothes on the washing line. Now, take this sentence, which is being said on Saturday, and let's try saying it first of all as though you were talking on Friday. Here's the original again. Yesterday was a normal work day for me. I got a lot done and also did my washing and the weather was fine, so I dried my clothes on the washing line. Pause this podcast now and see if you can say that as though you're talking about today. Okay, so if all of that's happening today, you might say it like this. Today is a normal work day for me. I'm getting a lot done and I'm also doing my washing and the weather is fine, so I'm drying my clothes on the washing line. There are variations, of course, but making it present tense, or at least part of it present tense, is important. You might be clever and imagine that you're speaking at a particular point in the day. So you say, today is a normal work day for me. I'm getting a lot done and I've also done my washing. And the weather is fine, so I'm drying my clothes on the washing line. So here it sounds like one load of washing is already done and is out drying on the line. Whereas the original sentence made it sound as if the washing was a longer process. There are other possibilities too, of course, that could be correct. And what if you were talking about this Friday on Thursday, making it all in the future tense? Pause again and have another go. Well, it might sound like this. Tomorrow will be a normal work day for me. I'll get a lot done and I'll also do my washing and the weather will be fine, so I'll dry my clothes on the washing line. Number two, talking about Saturday. Now imagine I'm talking midway through Saturday about my current day. It might sound like this. This morning I went to the garden centre and bought some plants with my friend. Then we went out for lunch. I had a feta cheese and olive salad and my friend had a chicken salad. We sat out in the sunshine because despite the fact that it's October, it's still warm. This afternoon I've got some work to do and I will be doing some cooking later in the day. Tonight I'm going out with my partner to eat a curry at our favourite curry house. Let's try putting most of that into future tense, as though I was now talking on Friday about my plans for this day, Saturday. Again, pause the podcast and have a go. Well, it might sound like this. This is talking on Friday about Saturday. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to the garden centre to buy some plants with my friend. Then we'll go out for lunch. I'm going to have a feta cheese and olive salad and my friend will have a chicken salad. We'll sit out in the sunshine because despite the fact that it's October, it will still be warm. In the afternoon, I've got some work to do and I will be doing some cooking later in the day. Tomorrow night, I'm going out with my partner to eat a curry at our favourite curry house. And what now if you were talking about these same Saturday events on Sunday? What would that sound like? Again, pause and see if you can do it. Okay, talking on Sunday about Saturday. Yesterday morning, I went to the garden centre and bought some plants with my friend. Then we went out for lunch. I had a feta cheese and olive salad and my friend had a chicken salad. We sat out in the sunshine because despite the fact that it's October, it's still warm. Yesterday afternoon, I had some work to do and I did some cooking later in the day. Yesterday evening, I went out with my partner to eat a curry at our favourite curry house. Number three, talking about Sunday. Now imagine you're talking midway through Sunday about your current day. It might sound like this. I love Sundays. Today I had a lie-in and I'm enjoying myself because it's a free day and I can do what I want. Now imagine today is Saturday and you're talking about Sunday in the future tense. What might that sound like? Pause and you have a go. Well, it might sound like this. I love Sundays. Tomorrow I'll have a lie-in and I'll enjoy myself because it's a free day and I'll be able to do what I want. And lastly, imagine it's now Monday and you're talking about that Sunday. How might that sound? Again, pause and have a go yourself. Well, it could sound like this. I love Sundays. Yesterday I had a lie-in and I enjoyed myself because it was a free day and I was able to do what I wanted. Okay, now some of you might find this super easy. This ability to manipulate English sentences is something you already have. But some of you may have found this quite difficult. So this exercise may be something that you'll want to practice some more. Listen to this podcast a number of times, of course. That's always the instruction. But bear in mind, the sentences I've given you as answers are not the only possibilities. So see if you can find different possibilities instead of the ones I've said. But stick as close to the original meaning as you can. And another idea, you could do this with your own day. Try it when you're in the shower or lying in bed. Why not apply this to your life? Talk about yesterday's actions as though they're yet to happen, in English, of course, or talk about today as if it's already history. This exercise won't just sharpen your grammar, it'll help your brain wire to think fluently in English. So this is brilliant practice and it will move your brain towards being able to do this automatically. And that will help you become fluent. Let us know what you thought of this podcast, whether it was helpful or not, whether you liked it, whether it was easy or difficult or the right level. This sort of information is important to us at Adept English, then we can provide you with the right content. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. Thank you so much for listening. Please help me tell others about this podcast by reviewing or rating it. And please share it on social media. You can find more listening lessons and a free English course at adeptenglish.com.